The C-terminal end of the yellow H3 subunit, H3E, is firmly anchored by hydrophobic bonds to the white H3A subunit in a V-shaped interaction which is best seen in the cameo in the upper left-hand corner. The pink and brown subunits are similarly anchored, as best seen in the lower left-hand cameo. But what about the C-terminal end of the turquoise H2A subunit in the rear of the structure? Like the H2A subunit in the front, it's not hydrophobically bonded to anything. The C-terminal end, indicated by the arrow, is just projecting out into the surrounding medium with no hydrophobic partner. Therefore, this histone subunit, H2AG, in the rear of the octamer, could be the above-referenced suitable partner for H2AC in the front. If two adjacent octamers link together via such an H2A-H2A interaction, what might it look like?